Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Thursday afternoon over the past couple of weeks, we have been trying to get a better understanding, a greater insight into some of the different religions or religious communities based here in Ireland. And today we're talking about evangelical Christians, or born again Christians, I should say. Nick Park is with me in studio. Nick, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Doing great, Andrea. Good to be with you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for coming in to join us. I know the weather is absolutely dire outside there today. To be a member of, you know, the evangelical Christian community, what does that mean, Nick?
Well, what it basically means is that there would be certain characteristics that we would share in common. And one would be the belief that the Bible has relevance for us today. And, you know, that that's an authority for our lives. And another one would be that we don't just believe in God, but have like a real personal experience of God that's made a difference to our lives.
In terms of other religions that we might be even more familiar with, where would you draw parallels from or similarities?
Well, for example, if you were to take the Catholic Church,
yeah,
we would believe in same God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit,
okay,
heaven and hell, and,
yeah,
and the resurrection and the cross and all of that stuff. But I think probably the difference is that it's more of a convictional thing. It's not something you're born into. It's something where you've actually made a choice and said, this is going to make a difference to my life. So we would expect that when somebody has an experience of God, it really does make their lives different.
So you weren't brought up, I suppose, or born an evangelical Christian. You converted. Is that the right term to use?
That's right. Now, in my case, it was very dramatic. I was an alcoholic. I was homeless. And I stayed in a shelter for the homeless and made a decision to follow Jesus, and that changed my life. But for other people, it's much more gentle and much quieter than that. But it comes down to the fact that nobody else can do this for you. To be an evangelical Christian, you've got to make your own decision to follow Jesus.
Yeah. Would you call yourself evangelical Christians or born again Christians? Because you hear both, I suppose.
You hear both, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we would say, well, sure, what other kind of Christian is there? Because Jesus said you must be born again, you know?
Right. So the idea of being the born again, as in the name or as the title, relates more to the fact that people find this or decide to join this.
Exactly. It's like if you're trying to draw a picture and you've got a bit of paper and you make a real hash of it and you're trying to fix it. And the more you try to fix it, the worse it gets. And then in the end, all you can do is scrumple it up and start with a new bit of paper. Well, we believe that the Bible says that's what you can have. You can have like a fresh sheet of paper.
You do it again.
And start off again.
Right. So it's similar then in many respects to Catholicism.
Absolutely. Probably the core doctrines would be very similar indeed. I think it's more how people live that out. That would be the main thing.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've noticed, you know, in our chats and conversations over the past couple of weeks, Nick. The impact that, you know, some of the religions that are based here in Ireland actually have on day-to-day living, on social issues as well. So what does, to be a born-again Christian, what impact does that have on day-to-day living?
Well, we would believe it changes the kind of person you are. And so you've got to look out for other people. You know, you've got to be kind. You've got to care for the homeless, the hopeless, those who are in need. So there should be practical outworkings like that. And we also do feel we have a responsibility to share our faith with other people, which is where sometimes we're perceived as being pushy and in your face.
Okay. In terms of regular meetings or?
Well, it would be regular meetings. But also, you know, when you find something good, you tell your friends about it. Well, we would believe that you do that with your faith as well, that our faith is not a private thing to be kept to ourselves.
Do you mean out on O'Connell Street or Grafton Street, you know, talking about it and asking people to join up?
Some people do that, and look, fair play to them.
Yeah.
But the majority of people, I mean, I've asked this question in evangelical churches. I've stood at the front and said, OK, how many of you became a Christian through this? And a few people are putting their hands up and then say, how many people, a friend or a relative, told you about Jesus and you came along to church, and everybody's hands goes up.
You go to a church then,
exactly,
as opposed
yes.
to, you know, mosque or temple. It is a church.
How
regularly would you meet?
Well, our church, I belong to a church in Drogheda called Solid Rock Church. They meet every Sunday,
okay,
and also have a prayer meeting on Monday. But then there's a lot of other activities, you know, so you've groups meeting in people's homes for prayer meetings. You've got You got Zumba classes. You've got
okay.
women meeting together to do crocheting together. You got all kinds of stuff going
yes.
on.
So it is an active community beyond just being, you know, believing in a faith.
It is really. You see, most of the promises that we see in the New Testament were made in the plural. You know, it wasn't just you get to know God and never mind anyone else. It's about learning to get along with others and be part of the church.
What about, food or for other people who maybe to choose to drink? Is there any diktat around that? Or
There's no diktat as such, because one of the core things about being an evangelical is you can interpret the Bible yourself. You believe that God helps you to read the Bible and understand it yourself. Now, most evangelical Christians, for example, wouldn't smoke because they would see that's harming your body and we should have self-control. But like when it comes to alcohol, for example, you get some that won't drink at all. You get other people will. We would generally see drunkenness as being wrong, but we'd hardly condemn somebody for having a glass of wine when Jesus turned water into wine.
Right. What about food?
Food, just not too much of it.
Don't
be a glutton.
Yeah, it's not all vegetarianism either,
No, not at all. You can eat pretty much what you want.
Right. In terms of occupation and schooling is often one that's mentioned, you know, where in other religious communities where children are maybe schooled at home or within a school of their own faith. Is that the case here?
No, most evangelical families I know, they would just send their children to state schools. Now, years back, there was a problem because if they were going to a Catholic school, they were sometimes forced to take part in faith formation. And many years ago, even forced to attend religious ceremonies that weren't what they believed. But very much today, you'd get a few that homeschool their children, but most would, probably best option would be they'd want to send their kids along to an Educate Together school or something like that.
Okay. How big is the born-again Christian community in Ireland?
Well, it's probably about 2% of the population. There's about 700 born-again churches across the Republic. So we're...
Sorry, 700 churches?
700 churches, yes.
That's very big, I think, Nick.
It's bigger than a lot of people think. You know, worldwide, evangelical Christians are between 6 and 7% of the population of the world, you know. So it's a minority, but a sizable minority.
And where's the core base of that?
It's all over the place,
okay.
All over the country. It used to be it was more just in major towns, but we've had a lot of people come from other countries that are evangelical Christians. And so you'll get churches now. Every little village that you drive through in the country, there's probably a church there, an evangelical community of some kind.
Do you have priests?
We have pastors.
Okay.
But we believe in something called the priesthood of all believers, which is that every Christian basically has the right to read the Bible, interpret the Bible for themselves, and to share the Bible.
So pastors can
be
men or women?
They can be. In some churches, they would say it's only men. In other churches, like the one I'm part of, we have women as pastors as well.
Okay. But it was interesting when you talked about the people that join. So I get the sense, is it typically something that happens for people later in life? Or, you know, do the people decide to become a born-again Christian in their early 20s, in their teens? I would have assumed not.
No, most of them do. I mean, if you were to go to an evangelical church in Ireland, most of them, the age profile would be very much younger than you might expect in a church. Now, it's only lately we've begun to see a lot of older people as well. We've seen people that are 80, 90 years of age and have been Catholics all their life. And maybe they got a bit disturbed by some things that have happened in the news and stuff like that. And they've come along and become part of our faith community.
Okay.
But it's a lot of young people.
Yeah. Very interesting. Nick, listen, thanks a million for coming in to shed a little light today. Teach us a little bit more about being a member of the evangelical Christian community here in Ireland. That is Nick Park. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.